Listen to the word of God. Keep your Bible. Jesus, don't forget, Jesus is the answer. Any problem that you are passing through, only Jesus is the answer. No matter what, Jesus is the answer. We call our elder bone. Keep the word of God. Put your hands together.
This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of Him, Jesus. So let us sing a song. There is a name I love to sing. I love to hear His words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, lasting Father, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, wonderful. For this week, we have started the anniversary of Him, Jesus Christ, of His birth. This moment when Jesus came in our lives, this moment when He came to us, the moment when He came for us. That moment is the greatest day of our lives. For in all history, there is no greater day than the day we all can hear the Spirit. Amen. So there is absolutely no greater day than the day that Jesus Christ came for us.
Amen.
So if you ask somebody what was your greatest day, many will say, oh, what I did in my life. That was my greatest day. No, the greatest day in our lives is when Jesus Christ came for us.
Amen.
For me, that was the greatest day of my life. I'm sorry, that was really the greatest day of my life. When God told me, the day that Jesus was born in my heart, the day that Jesus, the hope of glory, by God the Father, was revealed in me.
Amen.
Oh, that day, that moment was the beginning of a new life.
Amen.
It was so great. So beloved, how do you say to Jesus? There is no greater day for you than the day of Jesus Christ's birth. So remember that. And this birth we may celebrate not only in December, but every single day of our lives. And not only that has God given to us, but He has given us a name. He has given us a name. God the Father from above, He has given you a name. Me, a sinner, a name. Us, dirt of the earth, a name. Nobody's a name. And this name is above every name. And this name has come for you. This name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. When I hear His words, oh, it didn't say anything to me, but when God grabbed me,
Amen.
When He dragged me to Jesus, when I hear these songs, oh, You're gonna fool my me. Oh, You're gonna fool my me. Oh, I sing that song. For Jesus is truly our God.
Amen.
And he has come for you.
Amen.
So for he is the great I am. The answer for all our trouble. There is no problem too great for him. Everything that is in your life which is a problem, Jesus is the answer. So Jesus is all we need. Nothing else but Jesus. So let us read the word of God from Matthew 11:28. Matthew 11:28. And these are the words of your Savior. Remember when you read the Bible, that's why I love the Bibles where you have the red letters. Every time when I see the red letters, then I say, oh, this is my Lord speaking.
Amen.
And don't see it that he speaks to people. No, he speaks to you.
Amen.
So this is the Lord Jesus Christ here speaking tonight to you. So remember that. So let us read Matthew 11:28. I read the King James Version. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
You hear that?
Amen.
Come unto me, he says. And so is our team this week. Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
So Jesus is what?
Awesome.
Okay, I don't hear you. Jesus is
the answer.
Okay, may God, the Holy Spirit, remind you every single day of your life that Jesus is
the answer.
Amen.
Amen.
So that you not only confess it with your mouth, that Jesus Christ is the answer, but that you prove it by the way you walk, the way you do your things in life, that Jesus is your answer.
Amen.
So, we have to prove it by walking Jesus in your life. And not he was the answer. No. He is now and forevermore the answer for our lives. For he is very alive, people. Very alive. He came and he bare our griefs. He bare our iniquities. He was humiliated. He was punished for us. And he died. But on the third day, people. On the third day, he rose.
Amen.
He never died again. And now he is alive.
Amen.
And he is on his throne.
Amen.
And he worketh all things according to his own will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Christians, they need to be revived. They seem to have forgotten that Jesus is not dead, that he's alive. That he's not far away or unapproachable, but he is here now with us, present, and he is passing by. He's here. So when people hear that Bethlehem is coming to the Lord now, they buy tickets, they stay in line for hours, they wait until this baby here comes on stage, because they need him. And yet they have forgotten the words of Jesus Christ. They have forgotten his promise of the Savior himself. But he says, when you are two or three gathered together, I am there.
Amen.
I am there in the midst of you. Imagine Jesus Christ, the great healer, is right here. So people have forgotten. They need to be revived. Or else, or worse even, they don't believe. It's even worse. May God grant them mercy and let them. God himself revealed Jesus Christ in their lives. So hallelujah.
Amen.
So that they may hear the sweet call of Jesus. The sweet call that we just read. Come unto me. You will come. Come unto me. has come to me without money. To hear that preaches, say, bring your money, you will be blessed. No, Jesus says, come.
Praise the Lord.
And get out your money without costs. Come.
Amen.
Like you are, the way you are. For this sweet call of Jesus. That is grace, people. That is grace. That you may come to Him. For the law of God is holy and perfect. It is holy and perfect. And it says to you, do and live. Do this and live. But this doing and living has made a very far distance between us and the Holy God. It has made a bridge because we are unholy. And God is very far holy. And God, Jesus Christ, is now calling by another call. And that is grace. He says, come unto me. For your sin I will bear. And your uncleanness, people, I will make it white as snow. So come unto me, you sinner. Come unto me now. That is the call of Jesus. This call of grace. Where the law was a distance between us and God, a wall in between. Now Jesus has said, come, I'm the door. Come. So beloved, stop being wise in your own heart, believing you can find solutions for your problems. But cast all upon Jesus. Because if you put all your trust in yourself, you have become a fool. That's what the Bible says. If you trust yourself to do good, you cannot do it. You'll be a fool. So come now, Jesus. He is the answer. So by God's grace, I'll give you a couple of examples why you should trust in Jesus. I don't see DPL on my preaching, so my wife has allowed me to preach very long, or not. She normally puts a goat here, it says DPL, means don't preach long. But she didn't write it, so I will preach very long today. Amen. So, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for blindness.
Amen.
If a soul is wandering and he cannot find a resting place for his soul, he is afraid for his death, the day he will die. And he goes to Buddha, to Hare Krishna, to whatever, but he cannot find a resting place. Then God from above grabs this person and brings him to Jesus. And that is God's grace. That's God's grace. He brings him to Jesus. And Jesus will let this man be in utter despair. He will make him see that he is in utter darkness. He sees that he is lost. He is a lost sheep, alone. Nothing else that can enter into heaven. And then this person will cry unto the Lord. And he will deliver him out of the darkness. So that he will be with Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So if you are in darkness and restless in your life, hear Jesus calling, come unto me. Come unto me, for I am the answer of all your problems. Or that you may praise him for his wonderful words he has spoken. And this is taken, these words are taken from Psalm 107. I encourage you to read Psalm 107 because God is making your life so that you will call upon Him. It says examples of the Lord making you in a way in your life that you must call upon Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is the answer for fear also. Fear is the most terrible thing that a man can struggle or a woman can struggle. Fear is the most terrible thing or you cannot work, you cannot speak, you cannot do anything. Fear is utter trouble. You are worried within, you cannot do anything. It is, the Bible says, it is torment. It is torment to have fear. It is terrible. So know now, if you have fear, that Jesus is the answer. So Jesus, he sent his disciples, he heard a story. He said, I will pray. Go in the ship and go to the other side. I will come later. And they went to the ship, and there was no wind, nothing, so they started rowing. And they went a little far. And the trouble came. The trouble came. And this trouble was, the wind was against them. So they were toiling, and they didn't come anywhere. Nowhere. And the winds were higher, and there were trouble, and they were becoming fear. They become really worried. And Jesus was not there, and Jesus came in the waters. Jesus came in the waters. And when Jesus came in that ship, all the winds were gone. And the Bible says, there are three accounts in the Bible about this story, but one says, John. He says, the moment Jesus entered into the ship, immediately they were on the other side. And let us read from the Bible, Psalm 107, a part from it, so that we can understand how this is. It is from Psalm 107, 23 till 31. Psalm 107, verse 23 till 31.
Others went out on the sea in a ship. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their prayer, their courage melted away. Verse 27, they reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress.
Hallelujah.
He stole the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were passed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired heaven. Verse 31. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Amen.
So see now that the Lord stirred up the winds. He stirred up the winds so that these men could fear the great power of the Lord. He let them walk like drunken men on the ship. They were at their wits' end. That means they were desperate until death. And then they cried out to the Lord. And that is what God calls you to do. In all your troubles, that you cry upon the Lord, and he will rescue his promises, and he will calm everything. Jesus said, no one can come unto me. No one can come unto me unless the Father has drawn him. And we have this word draw, it's like a fairy tale word now. We see draw as somebody who says, oh please, will you come to me, please? Let us draw it. Right? Be kind to them. You say, oh, you want to come to me? But the word draw in the Bible, it doesn't mean that. It means drag. It's like a child that goes running on the street and you see a car coming. What do you do as a father? You drag the child and run back. And that is what the word means. It says it drags you.
Hallelujah.
So God creates your problems once in a while to make you call upon Him.
Amen.
So remember, whenever you are in any problem, call upon the Lord.
Amen.
And He will surely rescue you.
Amen.
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 So cast the balls all upon Him. So Jesus is in all your troubles. Your answer.
Amen.
Amen. So He's also the answer for sin. Even so, the knowledge of your own sin. When God makes you know your sin, you will be troubled. You fear His judgment. You will shrink. You will be low. And you will be very, very humble. And God calls you back, come unto Me. Come to Me, your fearful sin, for I will make you white as snow.
Amen.
I will bear your sin.
Amen.
It is true, you are a sin. It is true, you deserve death. It is true, but God here has given you an answer.
Amen.
And He has come to you to seek you, sin. And He says, come to Me. You don't have to bring anything on yourself. So come. He is the answer for sin. I will make it short. He is the answer for sickness.
Amen.
The Lord from above is sovereign in all His ways. He does everything according to His will. And His ways are not our ways. Really not. And we do not understand why He brings things in our lives. Like sickness or other griefs. But we know that God is the good shepherd. That we should not ask Him why. Why He does this. Because we have no understanding of His ways. But we must follow Him. We just follow our shepherd. Knowing that He is leading us into the right path. So all we have to do is bring yourself in the presence of the Lord. So people run to hospital when they are sick. They immediately run to hospital. If they are very sick, they feel the heart, they run to hospital. And when the doctor heals them, they praise the doctor. Oh, Lord, you're such a great doctor. You have healed me. Thank you, doctor. They kiss him and they say, oh, what a great man. But they have forgotten that it is God who heals. It is God who heals, and this man, the doctor, is just an instrument. Because the next day, the same person with the same problem will come to him, also with his heart, with the same doctor, with the same treatment, and this man will die. So this doctor can exalt himself above everything in his mind, but he is just an instrument. So when you are sick, you should go to a doctor, of course. But remember, it is not a doctor that heals you, but God that heals you.
Amen.
And God always heals you, even if you remain sick. Because God will let you bear it. He knows what you can do. He knows what His plans are with you. But if you come to God with your sickness, He will make you healed. Or He will make you bear it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is the healer. He is here. His garment is personified. Only we need to do in our faith is grab the hem of His garment.
Amen.
And be healed.
Amen.
So let us always remember that we have a God above.
Amen.
Who is alive.
Amen.
Who is able.
Amen.
To heal you in everything.
Yeah.
What's not far away? He's here. He's here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is Amen. So He is also the answer of poverty.
Yes.
I want to have it short with about poverty. Never I have seen poverty in my life.
Amen.
Never. God bless my life every single day with food.
Amen.
Every single day with shelter. Every single day.
Amen.
And by my own fault, I could not pay something once in a while to bill. God never should be poverty.
Amen.
And may God grant us the grace.
Yes.
We can eat every day.
Amen.
We can sleep every day in one bed. But we will give heaven. But we should not put our heart, mind also on riches. We should not put our minds on riches. Some people say they dream, they are young and say, oh, what I am rich. I see these people on the street, they have their cribs. They say, crib. Yeah? They have their cribs with the three cars, the big mansions. So they put their minds upon it. And their heart is also there. But Jesus said, don't do that. Don't put your mind on things that are in the world, because the thieves will come and they will make you worry about your things. I've seen it. I have a boss that is very rich and he has a car. It's nothing. It's just a dirt. It is nothing. Jesus said, put your mind on things that are in heaven. You understand? Don't put your mind there, because there your heart also will be. So let's say you will meet a man on the street, and he's very rich, you know him, he's very famous, and he says, oh, you, I just feel to give you something. I will give you 20 million euros now, not now, I give you this receipt, I will bring it to the bank, I will give them the assignment to reserve 20 million euros for you, exactly this day next year. So not now, next year. You think you will carry about the fact that your car breaks? Or that your class are a little bit old? Don't carry about it. Why? Because you think of that money that is your inheritance for the next year. You understand? So you have put your mind upon that. So when the calamity comes, trouble comes, this is all. It's just for a little while. It's just for a little while. And that is what Jesus says to us. You are here in this life just for a little while. Compare yourself into eternity. Compare your 70 years of life or 80 years or 100 years of life to eternity.
Yes.
Just a little while here. So while you're suffering, don't think of that suffering. Think of the inheritance you have of God. And when you come here, it is Jesus' will that has been spoken every week. You listen to the man who gives you an inheritance in heaven. He says, I will make a mansion there for you. I will make a mansion there for you. I'm preparing something for you there. So don't put your mind on things here in this world, because it is nothing. It is nothing at all. So Jesus is the answer for poverty. Amen.
Amen.
Make it short. Given.
Amen.
It is coming to us here he has given for us. Is that not a wonderful word? It's so marvelous. It's so marvelous. So when you hear these words, you say, my answer. My answer has come. He has come for me. So let us praise him every single day of our life. For Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Clap of it to Jesus. Amen. Jesus is
alive.